Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I am really, truly honored to be able to present my next guest to you. As you know, I have been promoting very heavily Nick Searcy's film entitled Capital, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Punishment, Capital Punishment, and encouraging folks to get the truth about what's happened. Nina May has been on the program with us. She was there on January 6th. Jeff Zink has been with us on the program. He was there as well. Both he and his son had their front doors busted down by the FBI. His son is still dealing with prosecution only because Jeff is running for Congress and has received President Trump's endorsement. At that point, they kind of tried to back away, but they've made it very clear to him that if he loses this race, they're going to come hard after him. My next guest has experienced the worst, some of the worst of this, for simply doing two of the things that are guaranteed, three of the things guaranteed in our First Amendment: freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and the freedom to redress the government. I want to welcome Matthew Counsell to the program. Matthew, thank you for taking time to be with us today. I so appreciate it. God bless you.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out about what's going on with J6ers. It's been, mine's not the worst. I can tell you that.
I was just reading, you know, some additional stories. Ryan Samsel's story is horrific. Beating him. They detached his retina, broke his jaw, fractured. I have a fractured orbital, by the way, my left orbital. There's a piece of bone missing from when the tools took out my face when I was saving my daughter's life. But brain swelling, blood clots, and you know, this was all done as they zip tied his hands and beat him unconscious with metal flashlights. And yes. Folks, this is not, you know, our soldiers in an Iranian prison or an Iraqi prison or being held by ISIS or in a Cuban prison or even over in a Russian prison. I was a Russian linguist during the Cold War. This isn't any of that. This is under American prison system. Matthew, talk to me about what do January 6th detainees, and they're not detainees, they're, what would you call them? They're prisoners of
prisoners of war.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. What do January 6th prisoners of war want people to understand about that day and about what they've experienced since then?
Well, what many of the January 6ers are saying is they're going to trial. They're not going to plead guilty because they were defending the Constitution. And they want everyone to know that they're heroes. They shined light on an insurrection. They didn't create an insurrection. And that's the kinds of things you're seeing come out of the revolver. That the insurrection was actually done by the other side. Those are the main things that, you know, I know myself and many others want people to know.
Talk to me about you know, as you prepared to go on that day, First of all, to hear President Trump and to hear what he had to share, and many others who spoke, by the way, he wasn't the only one who spoke. The mood of the crowd was one of what? Excitement?
Disappointment.
Okay.
Disappointment that I was 100% convinced that he was going to show evidence of the fraud that would just blow it away and make the narrative be so strong towards the fraudulent election that Pence would have no choice but to at least delay the certification of the election.
Okay.
And that did not happen. So my walk towards the Capitol was, as were many, dissatisfied with what happened that day. It was more like one of his regular rallies with a little bit of a twist of election fraud and go protest. So, and then when you get to the Capitol and people that are just standing there praying are getting shot with tear gas, and there's a big pool of blood on the ground, and you know, people are getting hit with mace that are just eating granola bars. It quickly turns into what you saw.
Now, relative to that, as I've looked at the situation, I feel like that the other side knew that there were members of Congress and members in the Senate that had evidence that was going to be able to be presented that was going to lead them to say, okay, yes, all right, you know, we need to send this back to the states and let them examine this situation before we just move forward with what we're supposedly here to do today. And that out of fear for that and not wanting to see that happen, they needed to create a situation that would
absolutely
shut that down.
That was Nancy Pelosi's plan. That was the coordinated effort by the government. They had to take the steam out of the pressure because the digital soldiers, amongst them and the Q community had been putting a lot of pressure on Pence, and he was leaning in that direction. And there were congressmen that had evidence, but because of the event, because of their insurrection, the steam was taken out of it. So Pence wasn't going to delay anything. He had to certify it to maintain political capital for his future, which unfortunately, you know, in politics, you got to be selfish sometimes.
But
that was the whole goal. That was the whole plan. That was the crux of the plan. I believe Cindy Powell wrote a piece on that. That exact thing, with the timeline and everything, and how it all fell into place perfectly to prevent the delay of the certification of the electors.
And as that, you know, as that stands, I know now that there has been in Pennsylvania, as an example, they have finally, well, I'm not sure. I had Jacqueline Timmer on yesterday and we were talking about this. There was a court that basically said that the Dominion machines need to be turned over to the Senate in Pennsylvania for them to review. She made mention that the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania may have interfered with that again. But all that is really being asked here by those of us that are concerned about the integrity of that election is, hey, let us just examine forensically the evidence that is there, and then we can decide what really happened and what went on. And not just because we want to change a result of 2020, but we need to be sure that in 2022, in 2024, whichever side is going to win, that everybody has an equal opportunity and the elections are not skewed. Am I? That sounds rational to me, Matthew.
And which is why I hate to put the word brilliant with Nancy Pelosi. Her plan was brilliant because she could make all Trump supporters look crazy so that when they start talking about the evidence that was coming out in droves, nobody listens. And right. the main people that were willing to fight for the Constitution are silenced by being either, you know, incarcerated or out on pretrial leave.
Well, and the other piece to that is, and this is where I believe the other part of the setup was, is that they had to create. I mean, this is part of the Marxist plan. You have to create an enemy, and you have to convince the people that there is an enemy amongst them, that is the problem that needs to be gone after.
The Satanist communist infiltration. Yes.
And so obviously then, if you are a Christian, biblical, constitutional patriot, you're now considered to be the bad guy.
Right. Right. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a quack. Which is why I've been put through the mill so much with my mental illness. They've expounded on mine. I played college football. Okay. So I'm looking at CTE.
I understand.
I have issues with that, and that's where my torture came from in the whole situation.
All right, hold that. We got to take a break. We'll talk in the break. If Matthew can, we'll bring him back for a few minutes on the other side of the break. Otherwise, we will have him back again. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Folks, this is so important. Please share with your friends. We've got to get truth out right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We will have more with Matthew Council. We'll continue to talk about what happened on the 6th of January and really the what is behind it and why it is an important topic for us to converse about. I want to read something to you. Well, a couple of things. Let's begin as I did in our segment earlier this morning. Psalm 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? In fact, I would encourage you to read all of Psalms 94. But what is it that our founding fathers said about our nation? Let me give you one example. John Adams. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Teddy Roosevelt says, the teachings of the Bible are so interwoven and entwined with our whole civic and social life that it would be literally impossible for us to figure to ourselves what that life would be if these teachings were removed. Harry Truman declared this is a Christian nation. And in fact, he was so concerned about it that he added one nation under God to our Pledge of Allegiance. Here's another affirmation from one of our founding fathers, Jefferson. No nation has ever existed or been governed without religion, nor can be. The Christian religion is the best religion that has been given to man, and I, as chief magistrate of this nation, am bound to give it the sanction of my example. Actually, that was John Jay, our first chief justice. Folks, it has been an important part of our country from its very inception. But what was it that our founding fathers were stepping away from? They were stepping away from control of a king. And the warnings of what that might look like are found in 1 Samuel chapter 8. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that ask of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And you will cry in that day because of your king, which you've chosen for yourself, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Folks, in America, our founding fathers determined from the very inception that we would not have a king, that we would have one king, one leader, one concept of leadership, and that leadership would be Jesus Christ. It would be from God that we would receive all of our freedoms and our liberties. It is understood that these rights and freedoms and liberties would come from God. And yet, I would suggest to you what Paul suggests in 2 Corinthians 11. Would to God ye could bear with me in a little folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as chaste virgins to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom you've not preached, or you receive another spirit which you've not received, or another gospel which you've not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose that I was not a whit behind the chiefest of apostles, though I be rude in speech and yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. He goes on to talk about what it is that they present. He says this, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is of no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. We are being bamboozled. We've been bamboozled. We've been led astray. And part of the purpose of what we're doing here at Chosen Generation Radio is to try to wake up. For a number of years, when I first started this program, I focused on secular radio, and I spent a lot of time on what would be referred to as non-religious, non-specifically Christian radio. I was told, you know, maybe you should, you know, hey, your show would work really well on Christian radio. And I said, no, I want to try to reach the unbeliever. I want to try to reach people out in the secular realm. But in recent years, it's become quite apparent to me that the choir is not singing the right tune. The choir is singing just a little bit off pitch. And I want to help to get the choir back engaged. I've been talking about this quite a bit on the program lately, about Pew Research and the PRI polls that say that 70% of Americans profess to be Christian. And yet, we'll have this with George Barna and his research that he's done, where he shows that things like absolute truth, absolute truth. Think about that for a minute. Jesus Christ professed this: I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And in the book of Acts, Jesus is quoted, and towards the end, the very end before he ascends, and he says that when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. I'm sending the Comforter to lead you into all truth. Truth is a critical component of the Christian belief system. And absolute truth, objective absolute truth, is the basis upon which we take great comfort in trials, in tribulations, in the challenges of life, because we understand that there is a sovereign God, that his character is unchanging. Hebrews says it this way: Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Folks, we have that foundation and that encouragement and that confidence to know that we know our God, and his truths are unchanging, unshakable. It's important that we get back to those truths. Those are the truths that will take you through the most challenging and difficult and darkest times.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.